Beth Strand in the studio for KLMJ on this Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. The time is 9:08, and I am joined in studio by our first Tuesday on the Town artist, Jake McVeigh. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Man, it is great to be here. I'm excited. We're having a lot of fun. I'm super excited to be here Tuesday on the Town artist.
Yes. We're ready. We're excited. And thanks for coming in early to be on air with me this morning. I guess we'll just get into some questions here.
Yeah.
Welcome. And we'll just start in with what drew you to country music specifically?
Well, you know, I would have to say I started out real young playing music. And, you know, it just... You know, from dad spinning, you know, every Sunday was break out the records, you know. So we listened to everything from Johnny Cash to Beatles, Stones, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. So eventually I just kind of gravitated towards the storytelling just like anybody else, you know, and you know, finding my own way to become an artist within that world. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Cool. And where did you grow up? Was it in the city or was it out in the country?
I graduated from a little town in Mediapolis, Iowa.
Okay.
So down by Burlington, if you're familiar, but southeast corner, Iowa. So, you know, that's kind of just, I lived out in the country, a little bit in the city, mm-hmm. but, you know, I've, you know, detasseled corn and walked beans loaded turkeys with the best of them. So
that's right. Shopped at the what's it called? Farm and Fleet.
That's
and whatnot.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We're in the Carhartts.
Yeah. 100%.
That's part of the blood.
That's
you know?
Right. 100%.
Oh, and looking through, you opened and shared the stage with a lot of big names like Lady A and Brad Paisley. Were there any standout memories from those shows or a particular show that you really just blew it out of the water?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's always been, it's been fortunate enough to be able to open and tour with a lot of these different acts. Most recently I was out with Justin Moore and Priscilla Block on the Yumi Whiskey Tour, did 10 dates on that tour, and just, you know, being able to be in that world with them and what mm-hmm. they're trying to do and my own world as well of trying to release music, you know, it's always a blast. Every day it's a lot of fun, and it's a grind, but, you know, you're addicted to it. So
at least I'm a little different each time.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's got their own world, so just lucky to be a part of it.
Awesome, yeah. And so what is the story behind your latest single, and what inspired that?
Yeah, you know, I would say, you know, this song called, you know, Stoplight is a pretty cool tune, and, you know, just kind of happened to the old one-liner, you know, mm-hmm. fell in love at a stop sign. And you're like, oh, that's a great song. Let's write that, you know? I mean, so it's as simple as that. You know, you can pull it from anywhere. But, yeah, super fun.
That's really cool. And so do you just write it yourself, go in and kind of write things down and kind of play around and go from there? Or is there a certain person or anything you collaborate with?
You know, I love to write. I'm a mm-hmm. writer first and foremost of anything. So, you know, collaborating with anybody and everybody, to as well as writing my own, you know, any and all, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It just depends on the day and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So
how it just flows out of you, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, let's see here. We've got a few more minutes, so we'll keep going with a few questions here. Talking about writing and being creative and doing your creative process, do you have a go-to place or setting that you feel most creative or most secure in, like at home, the studio, or just a little hideout spot?
You know, you just from spending a lot of time on the road and traveling and touring and living out of hotel rooms, I mean, I pull it from anywhere, mm-hmm. honestly. I don't have to. I guess I've done it long enough for now where it's like,
when it strikes,
I don't
it
have
strikes.
To be inspired.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's a, hey, that sounds great. Oh, that's, you know, but let's work on that, or I'll work mm-hmm. on that, or whatever. It just depends, you know.
Right.
But
when it strikes, you just go with
yeah.
it instead of being like, I have to have my setup,
yeah.
my candle, my water, you know,
yeah,
my special pen.
Those days are gone.
you mentioned some of your early musical influences. Was there a particular band or artist particular that really struck a chord with you, that really inspires you?
You know, I mean, as a my style, I'm more of a, you know, guitar slinger kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, of course, I gravitated more heavily towards ones that were, you know, like lead guitarists as well as singers as well, you know. So, like your Brad Paisley's and Keith mm-hmm. Urban's and these, you know, and, you know, a lot of these earlier acts as well too, you know, and I grew up playing a lot of old country, you know,
yeah.
And so whether at that time I didn't think it was cool, you know, I was just like 9-10 years old playing some old mm-hmm. country. I'm like, man, this is getting kind of old, you know. And then finally I'm like, oh, I get it, it's real music, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was just a kid and didn't really resonate until I got a little older, you know.
Right.
It's like get to go back and go, oh, I love Johnny Cash, you know.
Yeah, when it
kind of, before you're like, eh,
yeah,
I mean, I get it, I love his stuff, but you know, there was like new music out, you know. And
it seemed like it kind of country kind of wanes in and out of popularity, yeah, too. So when it does seem like, oh, it's uncool anymore, but it's definitely like popular,
it's,
again, like
it's insane.
The 90s,
yes,
you know, where
100%.
It's like it's so many crossover artists right now. And you see, yeah, all these like pop awards actually having country acts,
yeah,
play again.
It's nice to see, I guess, like it's just such a universal genre,
yes,
is what it's kind of,
yeah,
leaning towards these days, it seems like, and which is great. You mm-hmm. know, more fans, more people, more opportunity to do what you do and get it in front of people. So
absolutely. All right, well, we are gonna take a break here quick. You have a weather forecast and then more with Jake McVay, our Tuesday on the Town artist, coming up soon on KLMJ. And we're back with our Tuesday on the Town artist, Jake McVay, in studio before he plays the Tuesday on the Town later on today. If there is rain still, it's still going to happen. We will let you know if the venue changes, but still right now it's going to be at the Band Shell in Hampton with the municipal band playing afterwards. But I have a few more questions to ask Jake before we hear him play a song of his. I know it seems like you're on the road all the time. It says something like 300 shows, yeah, a year, which is more than we have days,
yeah,
in a year. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened on the road? Whether it's a party, a flat tire, picking up hitchhikers,
bus fire.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Yeah, I would have to say that's probably one of the craziest ones. I was, headed to do a show with Big and Rich and Thomas Rhett,
mm-hmm,
and we're driving along in the bus, and all of a sudden we're like, you know, see something look like a spark out of the,
oh,
back end, and
oh,
think, oh,
no,
just a flat tire on the trailer or something, you know, and pull over and get out, and I run back there and take a look. I'm like, oh my god, the engine's on fire.
Oh,
you know?
Boy.
So we like unhooked the, you know, we unloaded the trailer, unhooked the trailer because it was too heavy, and got all that stuff out, got it back, got a load of back, and then got the stuff out of the thing. And by that time, like the ambulance or the fire department, uh-huh, showed up, you know, and I'm like thinking, oh, it's still savable, it's still savable. And then they go in, and then I start seeing them bust out the windows. I'm like, it's gone.
Oh, no.
There's a $5,000 window. There's another $5,000 window.
So the whole bus was,
yeah,
like, totaled?
It's gone.
Oh,
yeah,
my,
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, but we still went and did the show, you know. And,
oh,
of course,
wow,
everybody was super, super, you know, like, you know, just,
anyone,
hey, man,
missing,
sorry,
instruments?
No, we got lucky.
Okay.
We made sure everything was good. And the first thing we did is, like, get that trailer.
Right.
You know, it's got
get
all our gear. Get that thing out,
yeah,
from that bus. And
oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, but we made it and did it. We had one thing to do that day that was put on a good show. And that's,
yes,
what we did. We put on a killer show. And
priorities.
Yeah, and, you know, we're the only ones back in the back. You know, everyone else has got their tour buses. And here we are in a 15-passenger van, you know. It's like, it's crazy. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just have you play a song,
yeah,
and just introduce the song. And
yeah, go from there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this is a song that was all, I think I released back on radio back in 2017, I think it was. And the song's called Y'all Girls.
Hey, Mississippi, sweet Magnolia, you got your pretty dancing on the beach like your own Biloxi. Hey, Alabama, you smash my heart like a roll tide hammer. Baby, that's just the break I need. Come on, toot up, toot on. You gotta do like this, do like this. Get a little Templeton on them lips, kiss me. Come on, turn that dick loose. Whoa, 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 you gotta do like that, do like that. Pink bikini and a Bass Pro cap. Y'all make it so hard for me to choose. Nobody do it like y'all girls do. Oh, that's right. Hey, Georgia, you're as cute as a peach and the mama that adored you. Oh, you just let me take you home. Hey, Tennessee, wanna be the first in line to volunteer me? Girl, let you play me like a country song. Come on, turn up, turn on. You gotta do like this, do like this. Get a little Templeton on your lips, kiss me. Come on, turn that dick loose. Whoa, 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 you gotta do like that, do like that. Pink bikini and a Bass Pro cap. Y'all make it so hard for me to choose. Nobody do it like your girls do. Oh, yeah. Hey, Louisiana, you're looking like a Mardi Gras waiting to happen. Won't you bring the party over here? Hey, Carolina, you're built for speed. Won't you be my driver? We'll go off-road, make a two-lane disappear. Come on, turn up, turn on. You gotta do like this, do like this. Get a little Templeton on your lips, kiss me. Come on, turn that Dixon loose. Whoa, 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 you gotta do like that, do like that. Pink bikini and a Bass Pro cap. Y'all make it so hard for me to choose. Nobody do it like your girls do. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, do it like your girls do. Oh, like all them my girls do. Yeah, do it like your girls do. Do it like your girls do.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I heard Bass Pro Shops in there. Yeah. Do you prefer that over Cabela's?
Well, you know, they're all coming together. It seems like they're buying out each other or whatever. Buy out the competition, right? It's like Casey's.
They just got to start serving pizza.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, once I heard they put a bowling alley in there, I was like, what? This is great.
Really?
Yeah, certain ones. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Though. I'm okay with that. I think bowling needs to make a comeback anyways. That's a real sportsman's sport.
Right. I love it.
All right. Well, we're going to be back. I will have your cash bids coming up soon. And then, of course, more with Jake McVay on KLMJ. That's Strand for Radio on the Go. It's Tuesday, June 3rd, and we are in studio with our Tuesday on the Town artist, Jake McVay. He's going to be performing at our Tuesday on the Town later on today before the Municipal Band. He's in studio chatting with me, answering some of my questions, and playing y'all some tunes to get you ready for tonight. And I've got a few more questions for Jake here. We were talking about touring earlier, and what is always in your tour bag or essentials you can't live without, or if you forget, you're like, we got to stop at the store, I got to get this.
You know, I don't really have much of that anymore. I used to, like, when I first started out doing it, and I just got annoyed because, like, we stay in all these hotels, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And, like, I used to pack my own shower head because every time I get in there, I'm like, it hit me like in the chest. I'm like, come on. So eventually, this just keeps going. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to. So I got one of them extendable, you know, shower heads.
That's actually pretty smart.
So I get into a place and just, you know, what are you doing? I'm changing the shower head. Don't worry about it. I'll put it back when I'm done. You know, I got plumber's tape and everything. You know, I'm just trying to. Just want to take a shower.
I just want a decent shower.
Yeah. Oh. I don't, you know, now I'm just like, whatever. But
that's pretty smart. If you're on the road a lot, I could see that working. Like I was thinking your own pillow, fan. Yeah. I have to sleep with a fan.
Yeah, I got lucky enough to where I just, when it's time to shut it down, I'm that guy that can just shut it down.
Just shut it down. Time to shut it down.
The wife's like, hey, how you doing? So how was this day? I'm like, yeah, good. Must have been a long day. Sorry, honey.
I love that. I'll have to think about that next time I'm gonna be gone somewhere. A shower head. That's actually pretty smart because it is easy to switch out.
Oh, it's very easy.
Yeah, when you've done it before, it's that's really easy. And I'm with you. I need the ones you can take off and use yourself instead of just the stay up there.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. Okay, let's see. I've got time for another song, if
awesome.
You'd like to play.
Well, first, let's do this one. Happy birthday to you.
Stop!
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Beth's birthday, if you didn't know that. Everybody.
39, guys. Can you believe it?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, it doesn't happen every day, but once a year, right? So,
as far as I know.
Right?
As far as I know.
Well, let's do this one. This is a song, a new single song. It's called Stoplight. It was late in the day. It was hot, it was night in my hometown. Was a blue 72, yes, she knew she was cool with the top down. Was looking at a Mustang, though, was looking at a shiny chrome. I was looking at me. Ain't it crazy how in just a minute of time how the color can go change in your life? Ain't it funny how love can just hit you sometimes when you don't try? It'll happen at a stoplight. So I leaned on the gas so she wouldn't get past me, can't lose her. From 0 to 60, swear it just hit me, I'd choose her. What looking at a Mustang, though? What looking at a shiny chrome? I was looking at the girl that's for me. Ain't it crazy how in just a minute of time how the color red will change in your life? Ain't it funny how love can just hit you sometimes when you don't try? It'll happen at a stoplight. It happened at a stoplight. I keep looking at you, you keep looking at me. Got me praying this whole life don't ever turn green, girl. I gotta know your name. Ain't it crazy how in just a minute of time how the color can go change in your life? Ain't it crazy how in just a minute of time how the color of red can go change in your life? Ain't it funny how love can just hit you sometimes? It'll happen at a stoplight. Yeah, yeah. Fell in love at a stoplight.
All right. That was Jake McVeigh, and we will be back with more. He is our Tuesday on the Town artist. So he's going to be at the Banshell Park still at the Banshell Park today, later on. So make sure you're headed into town to the Banshell Park to see Jake McVeigh and the Hampton Municipal Band. We will be back. I've got your cash bids plus more with Jake coming up on KLMJ. And we're back with Jake McVeigh in the studio, our Tuesday on the Town artist for today. And I've got a few more questions for him. Jake, if you weren't doing music, what do you think you would be doing instead?
I mean, I sure wouldn't be doing insurance at State Farm, I'll tell you that right now. I would still do music. I mean, there's no, it's always just, it's,
in whether some shape or form.
Yeah, I mean, whether it be producing, writing, recording, or whatever. I mean, I love to entertain just as much as the next guy. It's, I mean, that's what gets you all going in this. But I'm just too far in.
Yeah.
You know, I would. What else I do? I mean, I guess I could be a plumber. I know how to fix, change out.
Hey, they pay
faucets,
pretty good,
right?
Too. Exactly. You're already a little step ahead there. How old were you when you really were like, okay, I need to keep doing music. This is what I want to do. This is it for me.
You know, I was 9 years old and I knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I was real lucky. Wow. At a young age, I knew I was going to be involved. I had no idea what angle or how I was going to do or any of that. But I just knew, like, I don't want any other job.
Yeah, something was in you that said, this is it. We've got to keep going with this. That's awesome. I know, because especially at that kind of young of an age, you're still, like, you know, kind of head in the clouds.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything is possible.
I didn't want to be a fireman. I wanted to play music, you know.
Not president, an astronaut, fireman.
Nope, none of that.
I want to play music, he said. I've got another little quick round if you want. First, a few other little questions. What is your favorite city to perform in?
Oh,
or so
Hampton.
Far? Yeah.
Iowa, on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
When the weather is 50-50 and a little bit of, 100%.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear.
100%.
Hampton, Iowa.
Next question.
If you could collaborate with anybody, dead or alive, who would you want to collaborate with?
Good question.
Whether it's just writing or doing a duet.
I mean, I would have to say I would love more than anything to do a song with, like, to collaborate. It was dead. I would say John Lennon would be
yes.
I always say, like, whether you don't like their music or not, like, there's very few that are out there that, like, after they write their song, you could, like, put it on your wall. Just there's lyrical art.
Yes.
And that'd be one from a dead situation. From a living, I mean, Ed Sheeran would be so fun to write with.
Okay.
He's just such the guy can write anything for anybody, and he would just be a super fun write.
Mm-hmm. That would be kind of like a fun collaboration, because it could be, kind of that mix of, like, pop and country and folk,
He's, definitely, he's just one of those that's, next level guys.
Yeah, so. Very creative.
Yeah.
And I've got some quick this or that for you.
Okay.
Are you a morning bird or a night owl?
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah.
Do you like it hot and tropical weather, or do you like it a little more cool and breezy?
Hot.
Hot?
Yes.
Outlaw country or 80s, 90s pop country?
I would
That's
say.
A hard one.
Yeah. I would say more the 80s, 90s pop country.
Yeah. All right. Steel guitar or fiddle?
Steel guitar.
Mm-hmm. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Are you a cake guy or a pie guy?
Oh, depends on the pie.
What's your favorite kind of pie?
I'm a key lime pie guy.
Ooh,
that's
good. Yeah. Yum. Yeah. And perfect for summer, too. Mm-hmm. That sounds really good.
Yep.
Do you like to drive, or would you rather be a passenger and be driven wherever?
I like to drive.
I like to drive. Yep. Be behind the wheel.
Yep.
And do you like to cook yourself, or would you rather order takeout?
order takeout.
Me too. Me too.
That's a good one.
Oh, okay. Well, if we still have time, if you want to play another song for us.
Yeah, I can do that. And then I want to throw a shout out to Mike Benton.
Yes.
As well. I mean, those guys have been huge supporters of my music for years. I mean, I remember coming in here when I was just starting out, you know, just begging for somebody to spin my latest single out on radio. And Mike, he said he'll be at home listening today. Him and
good.
Janet.
Hey, so. Mike. Shout out.
Mike and Janet. Yep. All right. So I'm going to do let's do a song. This song's called Never Give Up.
Was a long, hot, dry, hard southeast Iowa summer, and the bills kept coming in, almost putting me under. Ain't selling the farm, it's a piece of my heart for generations long. Dang, they broke the bank, got a thing, but I'm still standing strong. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. No matter what. Never, 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 never give up. When times are tough and you're out of love and you're barely pulling through and you wanna quit, yeah, you're over it, I got something to say to you. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. I'm a John Deere tractor driving combine harvesting man. And I'm the driver man and I'm the handyman. If it's broken, here I am. Ain't selling the farm, it's a piece of my heart for generations long. Dang, that broke the bank, got a thing, but I'm still standing strong. Come on. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. No matter what. Never, 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 never give up. When times are tough and you're out of luck and you're barely pulling through, yeah, you wanna quit, you're over it, I got something to say to you. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never, 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 never give up.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And that's probably some good advice to people that want to get into music and performance.
Well, and on the positive, we heard some news today.
Yeah,
the news today.
Right.
So-and-so did a bombing, and it's
Oh my gosh, yeah, we're talking about trying to escape some of the just constant onslaught of bad news.
Yeah.
You kind of have to make your own good news sometimes.
There's a song.
Yes,
I like that. Make your own good news. Nobody's done that.
Yes.
Yet. I love it.
And besides Never Get Up, what also is your advice for up-and-coming artists trying to make it in Nashville?
Quit. Go home. Pack your bags. It is not what you want to do. You think so now, but it's not even close.
Right.
No. I would say everybody is trying to be everybody else, and it's just the opposite. You need to forget what everybody else is doing and be the best you, and the only writing what you are. You know what I mean? There's so many like, oh, I grew up on a farm, so I'm gonna write a song. That's fine. That's okay, but write it from your angle, not from, you know, Luke Bryan's or anybody else's angle.
Right.
Be you, be you, be you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're gonna end up selling your guitar and packing it up and heading back home anyhow because it didn't work out. And that's the fact.
Yeah, you kind of have to find your own perspective or viewpoint of what you want to say and have it come from there and do it because you love it, not because you think you're going to just make money from it. Because it's, I would say something like what you're doing, it's like you never have a day off.
No, I mean.
You don't just
And I choose that too. Right. I mean, like, it's, I've been doing it long enough where, like, I mean, this is my living. I don't have another job. I don't do anything else. This is what I do. I write songs. I record them. I tour. I work with other companies. I do, you know, record jingles. I mean, anything. I'm in it 100%. You know, so, but it, yeah, it's just a different life. But this is my, you know, it's a job. You know, mm-hmm. So. Are you going to get, you know, become rich at it? Well, sometimes you never know. You might get lucky on a song and that changes, you know, and buys a house, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you don't. So it just depends. But you don't know
if you
don't try.
You got to do it because you love it.
That's right.
Yeah, you 100%. Never know what else is going to come. So where can folks find you if they want to find more of your music or see where you're going to be performing next?
Yeah, all you got to do is get on your iPhone and say, "Hey Siri, Jake McVeigh,"
oh, Siri was listening. She's always listening. You got to be careful.
That's awesome. And if you don't have an Apple, you can do this, whoever it is with an Android, you know. Hey Google, right?
Hey Google or
Alexa,
who knows?
Or whatever.
They've got, and now I think Samsung has Gemini. And
there you go.
There's so many of them nowadays.
I'm super easy to find. I'm the only country music artist out there with Jake McVeigh, so I'm easy
perfect.
To find.
And I know you're on Facebook. There's constantly lots of updates on his Facebook page. He shares where he's going to be next, what bar, venue, wherever. Yep. And make sure you're going to Tuesday on the Town, whether it's at the Bandshell or at the Windsor Theater. That is the other venue that is going to be open today if they do end up canceling because of the rain. So make sure you do that tonight. It's going to be fun. Jake McVeigh, it was so fun to have you in studio. Thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you for doing our Tuesday on the Town.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. It was so great talking with you. I'll see you later, and have a great rest of your day, and good luck at the Tuesday on the Town.